This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Wrestling Round upon Free FM, RFM, and MPR. As always, I'm Grady, and live on Discord, we got Josh.
Hey!
I want to talk NXT New Year's Evil first. I know there was a big Raw, I know there was a big SmackDown, but this is fresh in my mind because we record, it is minutes removed from NXT. A lot of results, I guess the main one, Thea Hale, we had hoped going into this that she would retain her NXT Women's North American Championship. It got hopeful. You know, she gets attacked in the opening by Mariah May. Mariah gets kicked out of the building. And instead, it changes to an open challenge. It's like, okay, maybe we're not going to just reverse the title straight back onto Mariah. And we aren't. But we're still taking the title off of Thea and putting it on Izzy Dame instead, who lost earlier in the night to Tatum Paxley.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about it. Is that I guess now that title is going to be mixed up with the whole feud between Paxley and Dame. And maybe that's how Paxley gets a title back.
Yeah, we said that they needed, you know, a rubber match between the three. We said, you know, Izzy won the first one, Tatum will win the second one, and I guess their rubber match will be for the North American Championship. Bit of an interesting one. Not the turn I thought it was going to take. They still showed that, like, everybody trying to get the title moment that they were doing with Blake when she was champion. It was just, you know, Tatum with her chainsaw and eventually Izzy Dame, who made it to the ring first. But yeah, unfortunately for Thea, championship reign is over, but at least Paxley-Dame feud's got a little bit of heat to it still.
Yeah, and there's still an argument where you could still have Thea involved. Because there is an argument you could make that maybe the match shouldn't have been legal in the first place, because the bell got rung under duress from the ring and timekeeper. So it was the title match legal? If it was, then you can easily have some match in a couple weeks. That's a triple threat between Thea, Taxley, and Dame for the title. And that can let you prolong the feud between Paxley and Dame.
I also know that Thea Hale ultimately wanted to defend her championship in an open challenge and remain that fighting champion, but storyline-wise, I've really got to question Ava's decision-making here. You know, your champion gets attacked enough that you're going to kick the attacker out of the arena, and you let her go on and defend her championship. Come on, Ava. But I guess she's got a lot going on at the moment, a lot of TNA crossovers. We saw a lot of people coming on out for Ethan Page's North American Championship as well. We've got a lot of call-ups. She's listing a few names at the end. We know Javon Evans going to go to Raw. We'll probably talk about that a little bit later. And I think Jordynne Grace also on her way up. And that's going to lead us into our main event, the NXT Championship, Oba Femi defending against Leon Slater. We didn't think that Slater was going to come out with the win, but I also don't think we expected Oba Femi to just leave the championship in the ring and bugger off.
He played the Oscar card. And I'm fine with that. I mean, it will get the title onto somebody else who can use it. It gets him out of NXT cleanly, and honestly, probably one of the best matches he could have had on his way out with the young Leon Slater.
Yeah, we sit here week after week asking, you know, who's going to beat Femi on his way out, and this is the easy way to do it, right? Nobody. Nobody beats Femi on his way out. We did see Tony D'Angelo eyeing up the championship sitting in the ring. I guess he may be involved in what sort of tournament-y kind of... We don't really know how they'll end up crowning a new champion. It was kind of breaking news for Ava at the end of the show. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think NXT is going to be getting that shake-up. Obviously, their top talents heading up to the main roster. Couple of them already, but could see quite a few of them. We saw Ava talking to the Evolve and the LFG crews, kind of saying like, hey, with people moving up to the main roster, we got room on our roster. It's time for a couple new faces coming in from you as well. So yeah, a bit of a shake up for NXT as they come into a new season, or at least a new year as well.
Yeah. This the time when it comes to the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, the after WrestleMania call-ups, it always is such a flux with NXT because NXT's purpose is to develop for the main roster. People are not supposed to stay in NXT forever, regardless of what probably should have happened with Johnny Gargano. But you're supposed to make it to the next level and then see where you go from there. Having Evolve, having the working relationship with TNA, having the LFG program, it will allow them to pluck stars and try to fill those plugs faster, while also allowing them to jettison people a lot faster than they normally would.
Yeah, and I think it's good to give people a bit of a chance up on the main roster. It does keep things fresh, rotating through some people. Sometimes you get megastars out of it. You know, you think Bron Breakker challenging for the championship, which again we'll talk about in a little bit. Sometimes they don't work out in the way that people want. Some characters don't work, some people don't connect, so be it. But you know, ultimately that is the plan. Nobody wants to sit on NXT for 30 odd years and just be there. The plan is to move up to the main roster, and some people do it faster than others. And then jumping over to SmackDown this week, I guess, again, the first of the new year, I got to talk about it. Kit Wilson comes out. He's got his singles music. He does a whatever promo, kind of mid. But ultimately, he gets interrupted by not Zack Ryder, Matt Cardona, as the as a brand new superstar for SmackDown.
First off, the fact that he has a singles music is not a good idea. Notion for the return of Kit's partner. We gotta put that out there first. Secondly, I know this shocked you and Brandon in our chat, but I have said for years I hated Zack Ryder. I don't hate Matt Cardona. So I'm fine with them making his return, because I even told you recording that if they brought him back, I'd be fine with it, as long as it was not Zack Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
They brought him back as not Zack Ryder.
Yeah, I think ultimately it makes more sense to be here as Matt Cardona. Zack Ryder, maybe for the one-off in the tournament, get a bit of a, you know, classic pop, but if he's going to be in here week in, week out, you can't ignore what he's done for the past X amount of years as Matt Cardona, and to revert to the Zack Ryder character long term just feels like it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. This is a fresh take from the same guy, and yeah, interested to see what he ends up doing. I didn't think he would show up permanently this fast. I thought, you know, maybe we'd do the one-off, maybe he'd appear at the Rumble, but here he is, and I guess I got to start factoring him into any future plans that I start thinking for the blue brand.
Yeah. It'll be interesting seeing where they fit him in and stuff, and how they develop his character overall. But it's another chess piece for us to play with in our minds as we think about the road to WrestleMania. I don't think he'll be in a major match, but he might be in, like, just a random match, or he might just be a body for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal to get him into the swing of things before we get to the after part. But I do think that there is going to be some juice here. They'll do some stuff. I just don't know where the ceiling is until I know what his character is in WWE. Mm-hmm. But it's at least brighter than what it would have been if he had returned with Zack Ryder.
That's entirely fair. And if we're talking chess pieces appearing on the board for SmackDown, Trick Willie showing on up, making it official. He is the, I was going to say newest, but honestly, things could have changed in the last 10 seconds. One of the newest SmackDown superstars.
Yep. Exactly. Another thing that we were expecting, because he had been, because Carmella's there.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of makes sense to put Trick on SmackDown. And I'm excited because I like Trick Williams a lot. I think he did a lot of growing last year between all the stuff that he did with NXT, the stuff that he did as TNA champion. So I'm excited for the future. It's just, I don't think there'll be like a major platform for him until probably after SummerSlam. He'll just probably be gathering wins and developing his character in front of the main roster audience. But we might see Trick Williams versus Carmella Hayes at some point for the United States title, just to show us that.
Yeah, I think it's a good sign, or at least a good early sign, the reception that Trick Williams had when he came out. The main roster crowd were there. They were, you know, chanting, whoop that Trick. They had everything going. Interesting to go up against Sami Zayn again, given that reception. I know he is a heel character. He did get quite the pop, obviously, for his, I guess, official debut. We know he's got a match this coming SmackDown as well. You say Carmelo Hayes is an option. He said he intended on becoming WWE champion. I do think that's, you know, a couple years, couple WrestleManias down the line, but 100% in the cards. But yeah, excited to see what comes out of Trick Williams, what comes out of Matt Cardona, and anybody else who officially signs on and appears onto the Blue Brand.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take that as an opportunity to go into the entrance theme this week, because it is going to be Matt Cardona's theme, and it is going to be playing for you right about now. Upon Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady, he's Josh. I gotta talk about it. We got a new women's US champion, and yes, it's one of my favorites with Julia, but holy hell, what are they doing with this title?
I don't know, but I think they're doing everything they can not to put the title on Mia Yim. I was always more interested with Chelsea, with the stuff she was doing with Ethan Page and NXT than what she was doing with the United States title. So, and I think she's grown past it, and maybe there's a strong chance that they did this because they're preparing her to win the Rumble.
Maybe. I'm not as hopeful as you, I think, about this, but I do think she's almost like a victim of her own success here, because as you say, she has outgrown that title. She's been doing amazing stuff on NXT. Maybe we want to focus there. She's been doing amazing stuff in AAA, and she's been doing amazing stuff everywhere, and it doesn't really necessitate her holding that United States Championship anymore. She's got the AAA mixed tag titles to be carrying around. In my opinion, she's at her funniest when she has no championship, but still thinks that she's hot poop. It's just, I don't know, with this championship, since it's been introduced, we've kind of just been passing it around a couple of different women. I think there's only been like 5 women in total who have held or challenged for this championship in over a year. Passing it back to Julia, I'm obviously not mad, but I would like us to do something fresh with that, whether that's fresh opponents, whether that's fresh feuds, a different story. We got to do something. If this just pulls into, you know, another feud with Zelina Vega, another feud with Meechan, or another one-off title defense against Sol Ruka down in NXT, I'm not going to be too happy of a chappy. This is your chance to do a little bit of something different.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think the reason I'm so excited for Chelsea is because now that they actually have Matt Cardona in WWE, they can actually use both of them and their real life thing, because everybody knows they're married. It's not a situation where it's like people have forgotten that Rhea Ripley is married to Buddy Murphy. It's because everybody knows this. They all have natural chemistry because they're married. So you can do stuff with them, and you can even then lead it into stuff that she does with Ethan. And it would be all entertaining. And I love Chelsea. I want her to be a world champion. And I think we are going to have Chelsea Green as a world champion by the end of 2026, one way or another. I think she will win a world title this year.
Lock it in. Josh has said it. It's going to happen. And speaking world championships, last thing on SmackDown I want to talk about, Drew McIntyre, Cody Rhodes. They're officially at that point where they can't touch, because Drew McIntyre has decided the stipulations. It will be singles match, then Falls Count Anywhere, then steel cage for this 3 stages of hell match. How do you rate Drew's chances?
Go 50-50.
All right. I'll take 50-50.
I think there is enough momentum that there could be a title change. It would be unexpected, because it's a SmackDown. It's not a pay-per-view. But there is some people that are heavily trying to push against Cody continuing as champion. I will say the only reason I only give it a 50% chance is because of Randy Orton returning. If still Randy Orton wasn't returning, I still think there's a pretty strong chance of Rhodes Orton at WrestleMania, which I would be fine with. Maybe we can get to Orton's 15th title reign that way. But I think there is a strong chance, because it is Drew McIntyre and he can win the title at any time, that he does. I would still probably pick Cody to retain, but I would not be surprised.
Yeah. I think as soon as you put Drew McIntyre into a title match, you do got to, you know, instantly give him 20% just for being there. And we'll see how it all rocks and rolls for him as they head to Europe. But if we do want to talk about title changes happening on a weekly show, then Raw is the show for us. We got the Usos as the new tag champs last week, and then cracking off Raw X Stranger Things this week, we get Rhea Ripley and Io Sky defeating the Kabuki Warriors and becoming women's tag team champions.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, it was expected. I think we both said we would be shocked last week, and we won it. So we're not shocked.
Yeah, It's pretty much, I think it made a whole lot of sense. It would keep the title, or keep the main titles away from Rhea, fingers crossed, touch wood, and let those storylines develop. These two as a tag team do have chemistry. Kabuki Warrior is always going to be a solid sort of presence in that tag team scene. There's heaps of tag teams that want shots at Ripley and Sky, and let me just have them. You know, one a week, just boom, 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 boom. Just give me all the title matches.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be fun to watch that play out. I think its lifespan for this team, I think, is WrestleMania. I think they hold the titles to there. After that, I don't know who would take them from them. But I don't see them holding it beyond that. I could be wrong, and they could hold them to like SummerSlam or something. But I think that would be maybe squeezing too much out of it. But it should be fun watching it for this road to WrestleMania and seeing where they go.
Yeah, I think. I don't remember if we said it on the air or after the air last time, but there is a lot of women's tag teams you could possibly pull off an Elimination Chamber match to see who their opponent is at WrestleMania. If you've, you know, don't need them for the World Championships, there's a possibility there just with how many teams and how much talent is stacking up there. But we will have to wait and see how it all rolls out. Championship changes, though. That wasn't the only one. Women's Intercontinental Championship on the line, and very similar to the Women's United States Championship, just chucking it back to the previous holder as Maxine Dupri unfortunately loses her title to Becky Lynch.
My disappointment is immeasurable, and my day is ruined. For multiple reasons, not just because I love Maxine and I wanted to see her hold it, but because as soon as that happened, you knew the world title was not going to change hands. They weren't going to do three title changes. And
yeah, it's fair.
I think I'm excited a little bit because it gave Maxine a rub. It elevated her. I am missed takes the title off of now. And seeing where they go. By the way, and this isn't going to help the argument, but because Becky lost the championship and then regained it, guess who can now challenge her for it? Lyra.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Perry. I don't need more Lyra matches.
Yeah. But that is now an option. But I don't know. It's just, I will hope that they do something with this title, just as I hope they do it with the United States title. But I don't think Becky. I think Becky's title reign title is probably even less than the tag team titles. Because I don't know what it is, but I think there's a strong chance that her WrestleMania match is going to be against Jessica Carr.
All right.
Which would require champion, by the way.
Yeah, true. The scene is a little bit, like, I wanted a longer reign for Maxine Dupri. I didn't think, you know, that she's going to springboard off of this and go do a world championship and, you know, this to be the massive thing. And I think that's why I wanted a little bit longer of a reign for Maxine, because this is kind of where she sits right now on the card. I think there was a few different matchups that I would have liked to see, and a little bit, just a little bit longer of a run. And I say the same thing about Thea Hale as well. But this is the position we're in, and I'm sure we may get one more out of here. There was, you know, bit of a sneaky pin. So you could still do another Dupri Lynch. I don't see them, you know, ping ponging the title back to Dupri, though. Ultimately, I think AJ Lee's still sitting around, whether that's going to be costing her the title, whether that's going to be getting the title off of her. It's still a loose dangling thread. As you say, Lyra's around as well. Maybe Liv Morgan changes target, can go after Becky instead. There's a few pieces here and there that we'll have to see exactly what happens, but we're definitely getting a bit of a champions shake-up in terms of new champions across the board. Just not that world title, as CM Punk did retain against Bron Breakker.
Yeah. I do think it did show that he was ready. So, would you be mad to see that match again at WrestleMania?
I was going to ask if we're back on the Bron Breakker winning the Rumble train or not.
Bron's returns at WrestleMania. See, right, the world contender at WrestleMania. If Rollins returns at the Royal Rumble, all bets are off. And then I have no idea who's winning at that point. But I just think we are going to be. This is going to be the year of Bron Breakker. And I think it was just he dipped his toe, had a really good match with CM Punk, and we're like, this is going to be our guy. And I think he wins the title at WrestleMania. It's just a matter of getting there.
Yeah, I think in terms of getting there, it should be a fun little path with Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, and Penta coming out to neutralize the Vision. I imagine that can be a little bit of an aspect in this feud. It does even the numbers out a little bit. It does keep us a little bit away from the Fenix Penta team up, depending on when that happens. We know they are both friendly with Rey, which I guess automatically makes them friendly with Dragon Lee. Pretty much anybody with a mask on, I'm just going to assume, are all friendly with each other and all willing to stand against the Vision. But we'll see how that all shakes out. I do agree that Bron Breakker, as it said on the back of his singlet for that match, is the future. It's just a matter of when will the future become the now. It wasn't this Raw. It could be at a future title opportunity. It could be WrestleMania. It could be SummerSlam, depending if, Seth Rollins' return happens. We delay it a little bit, but it will happen. And I'm pretty confident alongside you to say this year is when it will happen. Well, that is all we have time for this week. It's been great talking to you.
Baby!
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/wrestlingrndup, or our Twitter page, twitter.com/wrestlingrndup, or our YouTube page, youtube.com/wrestlingrndup, and we will catch you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.